Testing, testing. There we go. Praise God. How's everybody doing tonight? God is good, isn't he? Yes, we are here to worship him and connect with him and hear from him. But it's not just tonight. It's this week and the past week. And there's some really cool things we want to make you aware of coming up. A couple of announcements. Before I start, though, if you're a guest, if this is your first time here, or maybe it's one of your first few times here, or you're listening online, welcome. We're glad you're here worshiping with us. If you're here in person, in the back there's a little bit of a kiosk, a little half circle thing. You can head to that welcome center. We'll ask you just a few points of information. We have a small gift for you. Otherwise, you can go online to the bit.ly link. Same thing. Just a few points of information. We'd love to learn more about you and give you a chance to learn more about us. For giving, if you would like to give, we have a number of different ways you can give. You can give in the boxes that are on the wall in the back of the sanctuary, in the foyer area. There's also, you can give it in the mail. You can give online. You can also do with the app. We have an app. You can do mobile giving with the app. And if you would like to give to missionaries or to our special missionary, we have a guest family tonight. You can just write special missions or note special missions in what you're giving. A couple other look-ahead items. September 8th is our baby dedication Sunday. So if you would like to have your child dedicated to the Lord, please, there's a QR code in the app, or you just find one of the pastors or one of the ushers, say, hey, I want to get my child dedicated. I'd like to dedicate them to the Lord. And they will point you in the right direction. It's always a great Sunday, and God moves. So we're looking forward to that. And then also there's a connect wall in the back. So if you're looking for connection group information or figure out some upcoming events, little things, people sometimes post items on that wall, I'd encourage you to look that up as well. Lastly, next week, we have a very important event coming up. An event is probably an understatement. It is Youth Week next week. Yes. These two girls are happy. Okay. But I say it's more than an event because it is happening all week long. So let me start here. How many people have a child, or how many people are a child that is going into seventh grade this year? Oh, there's one back there. Yep, okay, that's one. Who else? Are you going into seventh grade? Congratulations. I know there's another one. My daughter, she's going into seventh grade. Or if you're online, or maybe you're watching this late, if you have a child that's going into seventh grade, they are joining in the youth group this year. This is the age. This is the cutoff. And it usually happens right around September, but they are allowed to attend all the Youth Week events, right? And so all you have to do is go to the app, search for a connection group for the youth group, say request to join, and our youth leaders, Jordan and Abby, they'll be able to say accept, and you'll get to join. You'll get to hear all the good announcements and information. Secondly, though, there is so much good information already in the app regarding this Youth Week. I'm going to run through it with you just to see what you guys are all missing. On Monday, there's escape rooms. It's going to be youth escape rooms. That's going to be fun. So if you find the app, you'll get all the information in there. But there's going to be $10 per student. And the location, they're going to drive from church and go do that. Tuesday, prayer and ice cream. Youth, come pray and get a gift card for Culver's. Okay? Wednesday, and then afterwards, they're going to go to Culver's, right? Wednesday is youth service, and it's senior night, so our seniors will be presenting and speaking to us. Thursday is a fireside chat right here at church, and there's going to be hot dogs, water, s'mores, and good conversation. I've read some of the questions that have been asked, and it's going to be some great time, so I encourage you youth, go to that. And then Friday is the Move the Mission Rally. The Move the Mission Rally is in Parkway, which is about an hour and a half east of here. And so they'll be taking some vehicles and heading that way. And so you can sign up for that. The cost is $12 for the event and $5 for pizza. And then Saturday, that's what I'm really looking forward to, the Youth Parent Dodgeball Game. The Youth Parent Dodgeball Game. It's here at the church from 5 to 8. You can sign up in the app again for bringing a side or dessert. We're going to have food for you there. And then Sunday is youth service. So you might not have kept track of all that, and that wasn't the point for you to remember every one of it. It was for you to be excited about what we got going. But go to the app. You'll see it all on there, and there's a little link. We're asking for you to RSVP because if we want to buy pizza or hot dogs or know how many vehicles we got to take to Parkway, we need to know who's coming. And so, please go into that app, do it tonight, Do it tomorrow morning and say whether, how many of your students or your children are going to these events and to what events. Because you can just, it's a Google form. You go in there. Yes, I'm going to this one. Yes, I'm going to this one. No, I'm not going to this one, and so on. So we're super excited. It's going to be a great week. All the communication is in the app, okay? So if you have any questions, you can find Brother Jordan, Sister Abby. You can ask me, and I'm going to tell you to go to the app because it's all in there, okay? Let's all stand tonight. We're excited for what God is doing in this place, in our community. We're excited to hear what God's going to be doing in Miami with our North American Missions family here. We're excited about that. And we're excited what God's doing tonight. As we pray for this service, you know, I always encourage us, let's just leave today behind us. And let's just pray that God has his way in our hearts. That we're open and listening to what he has to say to us. And that there's good soil, right? But while we're praying for that, let's also pray for some of our family. Let's pray for Pastor Jess, who's been sick. And Brother Dan Powell, he's been sick. And let's pray for Zippy, too. He had to go back in. There's some issues with his back, right? And so we're going to pray that God continues to heal him. And that God has his way in just all the sick people in the church. Can we do that? Let's bow our heads. Let's pray that God has his way in our lives. And let's pray for our family. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for being here, God. Thank you for your presence and your power. Thank you for your peace. God, Lord, we come before you, God, knowing you're here already, God, just asking that you just come inside, Lord, speak into our hearts and minds today, God. We lay aside this week, God. We lay aside this day. We lay aside tomorrow, God, with a focus of knowing you and coming close to you, God. Have your way, God, Lord. Speak to us in the music. Speak to us through our brother who's speaking tonight, God. And Lord, we pray for our family. We pray for Brother Dan Powell and Pastor Jessica that you would heal them, God. God, I pray that you would do a complete healing in little Zippy, God. Heal whatever's going on with this back. The doctors can't figure it out. We can't figure it out. Doesn't matter. You can heal him. And we claim wholeness in this situation, God. Lord, have your way tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship with us tonight.
Agreement with the lie that you have left me on my own. I am not alone, and I come out of agreement with the worry and the fear I've come to know. They won't have a hold on me. Protector, you never, never, never let me go. You said you wouldn't leave me, and you won't, 'cause you're right by my side. Protector, listen to these words. And I come into agreement with the truth that you are who you say you are. I can trust your heart. And I come into agreement with what heaven has declared over my life. 'Cause I know that you fight for me. I come into agreement with the truth that you are who you say you are. I can trust your heart, and I come into agreement with what heaven has declared over my life. 'Cause I know that you fight for me. For your love, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Together.
more time, but instead of us, let's make it personal, because that's what it is. Because he loves all of us with an unstoppable love, an unfailing love, a love that we could never understand. So let's make it personal tonight so that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's got us. Sing, he loves me.
No pain separate me from
separate me from your love. Let's sing it again like we believe it. There's no sin. Sing it out. No shame, no fuss, no pain. There's no height, no depth, no height. Thank Him for that tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We claim that tonight, Jesus. Over every thought, Jesus. Over everything that would come against us tonight, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There we go. Praise the Lord, church. So great to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Such an awesome presence of the Holy Ghost in this place. So great to have a special guest family with us tonight. Originally from the Dominican Republic, we have, before I get into, if you would like to take and for tonight's offering, we do all of our offerings online now. So if you'd like to take and give to the Metro Missions there in the Miami area, just put down Metro Missions, Miami, okay, and get that in, and we'll sort that out. Sister Jess will sort that out. But it's so great to have Brother Sante Jimenez and his family with him tonight, and we'd like for him to come up. This is going to be, he's going to preach in English and in Spanish, so it's going to be a treat for all of us. We have quite a few from Voces here tonight, and I just want to welcome our Voces congregation, Brother Fabian, Sister Gina. So God bless you. Come on up, brother, and
hallelujah. How many of you are glad to be in God's house? Would you shout with a voice of triumph if you believe that He is the Almighty God? Hallelujah. Would you lift up your voice one more time as we know that He is everything to us? There's nothing that we could do without the King of Glory. How many of you praise the name of Jesus? Has He been good to you? Would you smile to the person next to you and let them know God is good? Hallelujah. Tell them, let them know. Let them know He is real. Hallelujah. And we are so glad to be in God's house. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to join you today for worship. And I do appreciate. Just look around you. Look at what the Lord has done in this congregation. Amen. God has been too good to us. I thank God for the victories that this church has celebrated. Aren't you glad for a good God? Aren't you glad for a good God? Hallelujah. Amen. I am just blessed. Estoy bendecido de estar en la casa de Dios. ¿Cuántos dan un gloria a Dios? Amen. My wife is with me. Mi esposa está conmigo. My precious gift of God. Mi precioso regalo de Dios. And somewhere around here is the little one. Y por ahí está el más pequeñito, 1 year old, 1 año de edad. I want them to come and greet you. Quiero que ellos pasen y les saluden. And we bring greetings. Y traemos saludos from, amen, Virtue Church in Miami, the Iglesia Virtud ahí en la ciudad de Miami. God is real. Amen. Dios es real.
God bless you, church. Bendiciones, Iglesia. I would like to share a quick testimony. Quiero decirles un breve testimonio de mi vida. A la edad de 4 años, recibí el don del Espíritu Santo. At the age of 4 years old, I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And at 5 years old, y a los 5 años, yo invité mi maestra de kindergarten a la iglesia. I invited my teacher from kindergarten to the church, and she received the Holy Ghost. Y ella recibió el don del Espíritu Santo. So vine hoy a decirles que hoy puede ser tu día, si es bautismo o el don del Espíritu Santo. I came here to tell you that today could be your day if it's baptism or the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, church. We are so glad to be here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is there anyone that has a praise tonight that's so thankful for our God, the King that has given us and He has provided for us each and every day of our lives? And we thank the Lord for these miracle children that the Lord has allowed us to have. Le damos gracias al Señor por estos niños milagros. We prayed and believed. Nosotros oramos y creímos en el Señor, and He answered our prayers, y él contestó nuestras oraciones in due time, en el tiempo de Dios. We remember praying in the altar, recuerdo orar en el altar, and the Lord just pressing on to believe in those miracle children, de creer en esos hijos milagros. It took 7 years for CN to come, demoró 7 años para CN venir, but God is a God that is faithful, pero Dios es un Dios que es fiel. Later on, because of our faith, después por causa de nuestra fe, our son started believing in his miracle. Nuestro hijo empezó a creer en su milagro, and that he was going to have a brother, y que él iba a tener un hermanito. And that's Cienel, y ese Cienel that we see here coming, que vemos aquí viniendo. He is our miracle child as well. Él también es nuestro hijo milagro. We waited 16 years for Cienel. Esperamos 16 años para Cienel. And we know that God is a God of promise. Sabemos que Él es un Dios de promesa. And we know that Cienel is a child of? Who are you a child of? He usually says he's a child of God. And not only is my God a promise keeper, but he's a God of details. Él es un Dios de detalles. No solamente es un Dios de promesa. These boys are born on the same day because that was the request of Cien. Estos niños son nacidos en la misma fecha porque así lo pidió el Señor. When you have faith to believe in miracles, God could do it. Cuando tú tienes fe de creer en milagros, Dios lo hace. And he does it with details. Y él lo hace con detalles. So keep on believing in your miracle. Continúe creyendo en tu milagro.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Vamos a alabar el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. Amen. Would you close your eyes with me? Cierre sus ojos conmigo. Let's pray. Vamos a orar. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Te doy las gracias por tu bondad. Would you pray with faith and say, Lord, y diga, Señor, I give you my all, te entrego mi todo. Do as you will, haz como tú deseas, in Jesus' mighty name, en el nombre maravilloso del Señor Jesucristo. And everybody shouts, amen. Y todos dan un grito diciendo, amen. Hallelujah. Let us go into the word of the Lord. Vamos a la palabra del Señor. I do give honor, doy honra, hermanos, to Pastor Grant, al Pastor Grant, and the entire staff, y a el equipo de trabajo de esta congregación. Amen. It is a joy, es un gran gozo, to see what the Lord is doing amongst you, de ver lo que Dios está haciendo al nivel de cada uno de ustedes. Amen. I was able to join with some of the brothers from the Spanish church. Pude estar con algunos de los hermanos de la iglesia en español, and the Spanish pastor, el pastor de la obra español, at the Spanish camp, en el campamento hispano. And we had a great time. Y tuvimos un gran tiempo. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Dios es bueno. We rejoice because one of the members from this church got baptized there. Uno de los miembros de la iglesia se bautizó allá. Amen. Hallelujah. Here he is. Ahí está nuestro hermano. God bless you. Dios te bendiga. Amen. And I just thank God for that. Le damos gracias al Señor por esto. Let's go into the word of the Lord as we stand on our feet. Si nos colocamos de pies, 2 Corinthians, Segunda de Corintios, chapter 13, capítulo 13, verse 5, versículo 5. My family and I are currently on deputation. Mi familia y yo actualmente estamos, hermanos, haciendo el recorrido misionero. We are the appointed missionaries by the United Pentecostal Church to Miami. Estamos allí como los misioneros a Miami. We often send missionaries overseas. Normalmente enviamos misioneros a misiones en otros estados. But we have realized that the world has come to America. Nos hemos dado cuenta que el mundo ha llegado a América. And we need missionaries. Y necesitamos misioneros. In a city like Miami, una ciudad como Miami. In the metropolitan area, there's 6,300,000 in population. En la ciudad de Miami, bueno, en la ciudad metropolitana, hermanos, están 6,300,000 en población, en habitación, en de personas. And that's a lot of people that we are responsible for. Y son mucha gente las cuales somos responsables. So please pray for us. Así que ore por nosotros. In the 12 years, we have been able to plant 4 churches. En los 12 años hemos podido abrir 4 iglesias. And it is our goal, y es nuestra meta, to start a revival, empezar un avivamiento of 100 churches, de 100 iglesias. So whenever you think about Miami, think about 100 churches. Cada vez que pienses acerca de Miami, piensa acerca de 100 iglesias. Amen. Let us go into the Word. Vamos a la palabra del Señor. Here's what the Word of the Lord tells us. Eso es lo que nos dice la palabra del Señor. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. And this is how it says, or actually here it says, examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Amen. And then it talks to us, says, test yourselves. And it tells us clearly, it lets us know, or is it that you are disqualified? No, you are not disqualified. Nos dice la palabra del Señor, examinaos a vosotros mismos, a ver si estás en la fe. Y dice, probaos. Y nos declara, nos dice que no hemos sido descalificados. Todavía estamos en la fe. So I want you to just tell the person next to you, dígale a la persona a su lado, are you still in the faith? ¿Aún estás en la fe? Are you in the faith? ¿Estás aún en la fe? Hallelujah. We're going to praise the name of the Lord God Almighty in Jesus' mighty name. Vamos a darle gloria al Señor Dios Todopoderoso en el nombre maravilloso de Jesús. Close your eyes one more time. Cierre sus ojos una vez más. As I could get a little bit more monitor. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Señor Jesucristo. I glorify your name. Glorifico tu nombre. In the name of Jesus, I pray. En el nombre de Jesús, oro. Let your will be done. Sea hecha tu voluntad. Amen and amen. Would you clap your hands one more time unto Jesus? Dale ese aplauso fuerte al Señor. You may be seated. Puede tomar su asiento. This is actually Paul's second letter. Esa es la segunda carta de Pablo to the church in Corinth, a la iglesia en Corinto. It seems to me, parece ser, hermanos, that he needed to write a second time, tenía que leer una segunda vez, because the first time they just did not hear, porque la primera vez no escucharon. And so he's there for the second time. Está ahí por segunda vez, and is telling them all these things. Y le está diciendo estas cosas. This letter is written to them simply because the church was a mess. Les escribe esta carta simplemente porque la iglesia está hecha un desastre. Everything that you could ever imagine to go wrong, they had it. Todo lo que podías imaginarte que estaba mal en una iglesia, lo tenían ellos. And so, looking at the previous chapter, mirando al capítulo anterior, we find, nos damos cuenta, that Paul tells them, que Pablo les dice, I am a little afraid of what I might find if I go visit you. Él les dice, estoy preocupado de lo que de pronto yo vaya a encontrar si voy a ustedes a visitarlos. I'm concerned of what I might find. Estoy un poco preocupado de lo que de pronto vaya yo a encontrar. There's going to be contentions. There's going to be jealousy. Van a haber celos entre ustedes. There's going to be outbursts of wrath. Va a haber entre ustedes peleas, selfish, ambitious, ambiciones que son de pronto egoístas, whispering. Hay murmuraciones and whispering amongst you, entre ustedes. So I do want us to focus on what the word of the Lord is telling us. Quiero que nos enfoquemos en lo que la palabra del Señor nos dice. And that's why. Y por esa razón vemos that it's telling us, que nos dice, examine yourself. examínate a ti mismo. We are to examine ourselves. Tenemos que examinarnos a nosotros mismos. How many of you praise the name of the Lord? ¿Cuántos alaban el nombre del Señor? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, mighty God. So I want to talk to you just for a few minutes. Quiero hablarles por unos cuantos minutos, and I want your attention on it. Quisiera su atención en esto. The blue ringed octopus, octopus de azul, que se le conoce como anillo azul, is known, es conocido, hermanos, as the most poisonous animal. Como aquel animal que es venenoso totalmente in the whole world, en todo el mundo. And it's only lethal, the lethal octopus to humans. Es el pulpo, perdona, el cual es letal para todo ser humano. So despite is nature so kind and tender, aun a pesar de su naturaleza, la cual es tan preciosa, es a beautiful octopus, es un pulpo bastante precioso. It reaches a maximum of 20 centimeters, a small octopus. Es un pulpo bastante pequeñito y llega, el alcanza a 20 centímetros. These are 20 centimeters with its open tentacles, con los tentáculos abiertos. But it contains such a precious octopus. Este pulpo tan precioso contains such a lethal poisonous in him. Poison in him. Tiene en él un veneno totalmente, in which there is no antidote for it. No tiene antídoto para esto. So a human being could be killed by this little animal. Este precioso animal puede matar a un ser humano. So you can actually see something here. Puedes ver algo en esto. That when those men go on snorkeling, cuando esos hombres van, hermanos, a ir a mirar, a bucear, they go into the water, van al agua, and they realize this octopus, y miran este pulpo, and they see how precious it is, how precious, y ven que tan precioso es. So when they go to touch him, cuando van a tocarlo, that's the moment that their life is in danger. Ahí es donde su vida está en peligro. So there's a study about it. Hay un estudio acerca de esto, and it tells us, y nos deja saber, if you ever find yourself in trouble for your life, si estás en contra de tu vida en ese momento, because of this octopus, por causa del veneno, because of the poison, por causa del veneno, the only thing that somebody could do to you, lo único que alguien puede hacer para ti, is massage your heart, es masajear tu corazón, hallelujah, for 24 hours. Por 24 horas. It's okay. It's okay. So here's what happens. Eso es lo que sucede. For 24 hours. Amen. They massage your heart, masajean tu corazón. And, y luego, hermanos, what we see here, lo que podemos ver esto, is that who is able to withstand, quien puede mantenerse massaging you, masajeándote, giving you CPR, tratando de dar respiración artificial, for 24 hours, por 24 horas. Something so small, algo tan pequeño, and so precious to the eye, y tan precioso a la vista. I want to talk to you for just a few moments. Quiero hablarles por unos cuantos minutos, and I would like for you to understand under this subject. Quiero que veas esto bajo este tema. The effect of a slight distraction. Los efectos de una distracción. Los efectos de una distracción. King Solomon was a very young boy. Salomón fue un joven bastante, bastante fuerte. Physically, he was strong. Físicamente fue fuerte. The word teaches us, la palabra nos enseña, that this man, que este hombre, had a ministry, tenía un ministerio which was powerful, el cual era poderoso. It teaches us, nos deja saber, that his kingdom, que su reino, was a powerful kingdom. Fue un reino bastante poderoso. Salomón enjoyed a fresh anointing. Disfrutaba, gozaba de una fresca unción. And so it was granted by God. Era dada por Dios. It was wisdom. Era sabiduría. That was from God. Era de parte de Dios. So it tells us, nos deja saber that people from other nations, personas de otras naciones, will come just to see Solomon. Venían a ver a Salomón and ask him questions y hacerles preguntas because of the wisdom granted by God. Por causa de la sabiduría que había sido entregada de parte de Dios hacia su vida. The intelligence, the potential, el potencial, la inteligencia that this man exercised, que este hombre ejercía, left anyone around him astonished. Dejaba a todos los que estaban alrededor de él, amén, los dejaba asombrado. He knew, él sabía what it was to live a true successful life. Sabía lo que era vivir una vida de grande éxito. All this is going to make sense in just a few moments. But unfortunately, pero desafortunadamente, one day, un día, this great man, este hombre poderoso, began to deviate, se empezó a salir, deviate from the purpose of God in his life, del propósito de Dios en su vida. And so it tells us clearly, nos deja saber claramente, that his purpose was unique, que su propósito era único. But distraction, pero la distracción, came to his life, vino a su vida, and he was not able to surpass it. Y no pudo él sobrepasarla. If you are driving, si estás usted manejando, if you find yourself in an airplane, si te encuentras en un avión, hermanos, or let's say you're a passenger in a plane, eres un pasajero en el avión, you don't want that pilot to be distracted. You don't want that driver to be distracted. No quieres que ese piloto esté distraído. No quieres tampoco que el conductor esté distraído. So distraction could kill us. La distracción nos puede matar. The enemy has a way of painting a nice picture to you and I. El enemigo tiene una manera de colocar una forma, hermanos, preciosa para usted y yo, but it's a distraction. Es simplemente una distracción. A lot of the times we think that King Solomon, pensamos que el rey Salomón, the issue with him was carnal. Pensamos que el problema con él fue carnal. That it was the women around him, que fueron las mujeres que estaban alrededor de él. And we think that it was a sexual sin. Y pensamos que fue un pecado sexual and all of these things y todo esto. Let me tell you that Solomon's problem was distraction. Déjeme decirle que el problema de Salomón fue la distracción. I want you to see the first picture I want to show you today. This is PJ. Este es el hermano PJ. PJ is 28 years old. 28 años tiene el hermano PJ. Hallelujah. He is a fine young man. Un joven precioso. A wonderful smile, una preciosa sonrisa. Just everywhere you go, cada vez que estás con él, you just have the time of your life. Tienes el tiempo de tu vida. Just wonderful young man in Miami. Precioso joven in Miami. We connected to him, conectamos a él through his family, a través de su familia. God did a miracle over someone's life. Hizo Dios el milagro en la vida de alguien. Hallelujah. And through that, y a través de eso, we connected through the whole family. Vinimos a conectar con la familia entera. Wonderful people from Haiti. Preciosas personas de Haití. Living there in Miami, viviendo ahí en Miami. But I get a call, recibo la llamada. And it was around 3 in the afternoon, eran como las 3 de la tarde. And I get a call from PJ's brother. Tengo la llamada del hermano PJ, del hermano de PJ. And he says, Pastor, something wrong is going on. Algo está sucediendo. We got to go to the hospital. Tenemos que ir al hospital. I said, I'll be there. Voy a estar allí. I don't know how it happened. It would have normally taken me an hour to get where he was at. But God just opened up a path and I got there just in time. Llegué justo a tiempo. But just in time for me, pero justo a tiempo para mí, was a desperate moment. Fue un momento desesperante. Because as soon as I enter into the doors of that hospital, cuando entro a las puertas de ese hospital, and I go into that room where he was at with the hospitals, doctors, cuando estaba ahí con los doctores del hospital, and everybody from ICU there, y todos los que están ahí para cuidado intensivo. As soon as the door opens, mientras se abre la ciudad, at that very own moment, en ese mismo momento, hallelujah, I see PJ, veo a PJ laying on the bed, en una cama, and everybody on him, y cada persona ahí trying to bring him back to life, tratando de traerle una vez más hacia la vida. The next video you will see is him there in the bed. Vas a ver ahí, and we're going to go quickly to these. Vas a ver ahí, él está ahí, hermanos, en una cama, y están tratando de darle a él oxígeno. Están tratando de revivirlo. Hallelujah. Nothing could be done. Nada puede suceder. This precious man, este precioso joven, now is finding himself fighting for his life. Está ahora encontrándose peleando por su vida. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in this picture, aquí en esta foto, we're going to go to the ones in the hospital, outside of the hospital. We're going to go to number three, and then four, and then this one. Here, the church, I call the entire church, and we're all praying outside of the hospital. I said, everybody got to come over. Todos tenemos que venir. That's right there in Miami Beach. Eso está ahí, hermanos, en el hospital de Miami Beach. And we begin to pray. Empezamos a orar. We're like, God, we believe that you could do it. Creo que puedes hacerlo. The next picture you'll see, la próxima foto que puedes ver, we were praying so hard. Estábamos orando con tanta fuerza that the blinds of the hospital windows begin to open, que las ventanas del hospital empezaron a abrirse. I believe that God healed a few people there. Yo creo que Dios sanó algunas personas ahí. Here's what happens. Eso es lo que sucede. PJ was working on that afternoon. El hermano PJ estaba trabajando en esa tarde. And he was working and they took the kids. He worked with kids. Trabajaba con niños. One of the kids pushed them into the deep side of the pool. Uno de los niños los empujó, hermanos, en la parte más baja de la piscina. PJ didn't know how to swim. PJ no sabía cómo nadar. So PJ ended up dying, drowning in those waters. PJ, hermanos, se quedó muerto totalmente, se ahogó en las aguas. The picture you'll see, la foto que vas a ver, amen. The next one, la próxima, is us smiling. Somos nosotros sonriendo, and I'll tell you why. Y les digo por qué. Because the doctors told us that PJ's heart has stopped. El corazón de PJ había detenido for about 20 to 40 minutes, they told us. Como por unos 20 o 40 minutos nos dijeron. And here we are, y aquí estamos, with vital signs, con símbolos vitales, signos vitales, hermanos. His heart started beating. Su corazón empezó a latir. God began to do the work. Dios empezó a hacer la obra. So we are smiling. That's his mom. Esa es su mami. His mom, Sister Nicole. La mami, la hermana Nicole. She's also an ICU nurse. Ella es una enfermera de cuidados intensivos. And so there she is. She knows the condition of her son. Ella sabe la condición de su hijo. She knows that only a miracle could do this. Ella sabe que solo un milagro puede hacer esto. Days went by, días pasaron, weeks went by, semanas pasaron. We came into this little game, if I could say. Pedimos a este jueguito, si podemos decir. The doctors would come to us. Los doctores venían con nosotros, and they would tell us, pastors, you gotta pray for the liver now. Tienes que orar por los riñones because they're failing. Se están cayendo, or an organ, or otro órgano. And the church would pray, la iglesia oraba. And then the doctor would come back and says, it's working. Venía y decía, está trabajando, está trabajando. God began to do his work. Dios empezó a hacer su obra. God began to move. Dios empezó a moverse. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a healer. Él es un sanador. How many of you praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? ¿Cuántos alaban el nombre del Señor Jesucristo? So here's what happens. Esto fue lo que sucedió. PJ was working. PJ estaba trabajando. The kid pushes him into the deep side. El niño lo empuja. He didn't know how to swim. No sabía cómo nadar. When all the investigation went on, cuando toda la investigación sucedió, there was a camera, thank God. Había una cámara, gracias a Dios. And it captured everything. Y capturó absolutamente todo. In the camera, en la cámara, you're able to see that there was a lifeguard, que había un salvavidas. But here's what happens. Pero eso es lo que pasa. The lifeguard was on his phone. El salvavidas estaba en su teléfono. He was distracted. Estaba distraído. And minutes went by. Minutos pasaron. And nothing's happening. Y nada sucede. The kids that pushed him noticed that he was on distress. Los niños que lo empujaron se dieron cuenta que él estaba fallándole el aire. And so they noticed. They didn't know that he didn't know how to swim. No sabía que no sabía nadar. So they went themselves. And every single attempt, PJ was stronger than them. And so he would slip out of their hands and go back down to the deep side. PJ era más fuerte que ellos. Y cada atento que ellos hacían de empujarlo, entonces PJ se bajaba, se le deslizaba desde la mano. And so one thing you see, una de las cosas que puedes ver, is that they have to come back up to the air to try to capture some air and go back down and try to grab him. They were the ones who were able to place him right on the side of the pool. Ellos fueron los que lo pudieron sacar a la orilla. And let me tell you, déjeme decirle that 4 more minutes passed by before an adult saw him. 4 minutos pasaron más de ese tiempo desde que lo sacaron hasta que ellos se dieron cuenta. There was a lifeguard. Había un salvavidas. But the lifeguard was distracted on his phone. Pero el salvavidas estaba distraído en su teléfono. Church, iglesia, you see the effects of somebody being distracted. Usted puede ver los efectos de alguien ser distraído. You and I are the lifeguards. Usted y yo somos los salvavidas. God has sent us to this city, to this place, to this territory, so that we can take dominion over it. Dios nos ha mandado a esta ciudad, a este territorio, para que tomemos dominio de ellos. What are we going to do? ¿Qué vamos a hacer? Are we going to stay distracted? Or are we going to stay distracted? ¿Vamos a quedarnos distraídos? Or are we going to do God's will? ¿O vamos a hacer la voluntad de Dios? Am I going to cut myself out of God's presence? ¿Me voy a cortar fuera de la presencia de Dios? Or am I going to say, I am apostolic? Yo soy apostólico. I'm going to do God's will. Yo voy a hacer la voluntad de Dios. I'm going to reach for the lost. Voy a buscar a los perdidos. I'm going to talk a Bible. I'm going to give a Bible study. Voy a dar un estudio bíblico. I'm going to teach salvation. I'm the lifeguard. Soy el salvavidas. And so what happens if I'm distracted? ¿Qué sucede cuando estoy distraído? There's someone that is drowning by me and I'm passing by him. Hay alguien que se está ahogando y solamente yo puedo salvarle. Only I can rescue him. Only I have the truth of salvation. Solamente yo tengo el plan de salvación. This is not only for the elderly. Esto no solamente es para los ancianos. This is for all of our friends. Es para todos nuestros amigos. Preach to them. Predícales. Tell them that there's one God. Dígale que hay un solo Dios. That they can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Que ellos pueden ser salvados y llenos del Espíritu Santo. That they can come into God's presence too, just like us. Que pueden venir a la presencia de Dios. Is there someone in this house that can say, I am apostolic? Alguien en esta casa diga, yo soy apostólico. I'm going to do your will, oh Lord. Yo haré tu voluntad, oh Señor. Would you praise the name of the Lord God? Listen, that lifeguard, ese salvavidas, is not a bad person. No era una mala persona. He didn't wake up that morning. Él no se levantó esa mañana saying, let me see who I killed today. Or let me see who I don't rescue today. Él no dijo, yo voy a ver quién muere el día de hoy. No, he's just like you and I. Es solamente como usted y yo. He has been working for like 20-something years a lifeguard. Él había trabajado como por unos 20-tantos años como salvavidas. But that day he was distracted. Pero ese día fue distraído. PJ is no longer with us. The Lord had other plans. PJ no está con nosotros ya el día de hoy. El Señor tiene otros planes, tuvo otros planes. But the Lord did honor the faith of the church. Pero el Señor sí honró la fe de la iglesia. Brought him back to life. Lo trajo una vez más de la muerte. We saw the heartbeat after he had his heart had died completely. Vimos que otra vez más el corazón empezó. We begin to see the organs functioning. Empezamos a ver los órganos. God honored the faith of the church. Dios honró la fe de la iglesia. But it was his time to go. Era su tiempo para ir. I remember one day clearly I was preaching in the church in Miami. Estaba predicando en la ciudad de Miami, hermanos, en la iglesia. And all of a sudden God is leading me. Y el Señor me está guiando. I'm in the pulpit. Estoy en el púlpito. And the Lord directs me to that direction where PJ used to sit. Y me acuerdo ir a ese lugar donde PJ se sentaba, hermanos. And I looked at him y lo miré in front of the whole congregation, en frente de toda la congregación. I said, PJ, get ready. Le dije, PJ, alístate, because God is going to use you. Porque Dios te va a usar. Your message is going to go out all to the world. Tu mensaje va a ir a todo el mundo. I thought it was going to be that God was going to use him as an evangelist. Yo pensaba que Dios le iba a usar a él como evangelista. That's not what it was. Eso no es lo que era. You don't know how much I wish that he was with us. No sabes cuánto quisiera que él estuviera con nosotros. I wish that it was him preaching to you. Esperaba que él iba a ser el que le predicaba. Not me bringing the message to you. No yo trayéndole el mensaje. But it was his time. Pero era su tiempo. I want to say, quiero decir, do not get distracted. No te distraigas. Distraction has many colors. La distracción tiene muchos colores. Distraction has voices. La distracción tiene voces. But are you the church for these days? Pero eres la iglesia para este tiempo? I say yes. Test yourself and check to see if you're disqualified. Because I assure you that you're not disqualified. Vaya y examínese a ver si estás descalificado. Porque te aseguro de que no estás. There's still time for salvation. Hay tiempo para salvación. There's still time for us to fix what we need to fix. Hay tiempo para arreglar lo que tengamos que arreglar. There's time to reach to the lost. Hay tiempo para arreglar. Hermanos, y ir a predicar al perdido. How many of you praise the name of the Lord? ¿Cuántos alaban el nombre del Señor? The next picture you'll see, la próxima foto que vas a ver, is PJ's brother. Es el hermano Daniel. This is the first Sunday right after his brother died. Ese es el primer domingo después que murió su hermano. Who's Daniel? ¿Quién es Daniel? He's right next to me. Está al lado mío with the suit and the tie. Baptizing this young man. Estamos bautizando a este joven. He could have just said, God, I'm upset. Él pudo haber dicho, Señor, yo estoy enojado. He could have just said, I'm giving up on church. Ya no voy a ir a la iglesia. He could have said, my brother's not here. Él pudo haber dicho, mi hermano no está aquí. I'm going to go and mourn. Voy a ir y me voy a entrar en luto. He said, I'm going to go to God's house. They've only been with us for like about 4 years. Están con nosotros como por unos 4 años. And there he is baptizing with me. Y ahí está bautizando right after his brother passed away. Después que su hermano murió. Here's what Paul tells us. Es lo que nos dice Pablo. Endure the afflictions. Nos dice a nosotros, hermanos, que resistamos, persistamos, y que aguantemos la aflicción. And what did he say? ¿Y qué es lo que dice when he says endure the afflictions? What he's telling Timothy, cuando le dice a Timoteo que se mantenga, que aguante la aflicción, he tells him, do the work of an evangelist. Haz el trabajo de evangelista. You mean to tell me that I'm going to go through the most difficult times of my life and I still got to go and preach? ¿Me quieres decir que voy a ir por los momentos más difíciles de mi vida y todavía tengo que ganar almas? I still have to win souls. Tengo que ganar almas. I got to be kind to people. Tengo que ser amable con la gente. Yes. Sí. Endure the afflictions. Ahí, hermano, aguanta la aflicción. You will have afflictions. Vas a tener aflicción. Young people, the Lord is going to use you greatly. El Señor les va a usar a ustedes grandemente. Jóvenes, hallelujah. Niños, children, God is going to use you. But you will go through stuff. But don't ever let go of God. Nunca sueltes del Señor. ¿Cuántos dan un gloria a Dios? Do the work of an evangelist. Haz el trabajo de evangelista. The next picture you'll see, la próxima foto que vas a ver, we're going to go quickly through them. That's him. Ese es él. That's in Orlando, Florida. Ese es en Orlando, Florida. Did any of you go to General Conference? Algunos de ustedes fueron a la conferencia general. Amen. That's him working behind the scenes. Está él trabajando detrás del escenario. Here's what happens. Eso es lo que pasa. He's been with me for about 4 years. Está conmigo por unos 4 años. And I was doing the streaming and different things for translations and all of that. Estaba yo trabajando, hermanos, en la transmisión y todas esas cosas. And so we're behind stage. Estábamos detrás. And I tell them, yo les digo a ellos, I mean, I'm going to be doing this at General Conference. Voy a estar haciendo estas cosas en la conferencia general. And so they're like, Pastor, we want to go and we want to serve. Queremos ir y queremos servir. That was their first general conference. Esa era su primera conferencia general. His brother had just passed away. Su hermano había acabado de morir. Instead of him being in front and saying, no, I'm going to go and I'm going to enjoy. Yo voy a ir y voy a disfrutar. He's like, how can I serve? ¿Cómo puedo servir? He's serving on his first general conference. Está sirviendo en su conferencia general. The next picture you'll see, la próxima foto que vas a ver, is Brother Daniel, es el hermano Daniel, with his disciple, con su discípulo. Hallelujah. Finished baptizing her in Jesus' name. That's Sister Gigi. Es la hermana Gigi, one of his disciples, uno de sus discípulos. I thank God for who I serve. Yo le doy gracias a Dios por a quien sirvo. I serve him. Le sirvo a él. How many of you say, hallelujah? ¿Cuántos dan un hallelujah? Next picture you will see. We're almost done. I'm almost done. Estoy terminando. La próxima foto que vas a ver here is one of the pastors. He was with us in Miami. Estuvo con nosotros en Miami for a short time, por un corto tiempo. Moved back to Argentina. Se mudó hacia Argentina. That is him. Ese es él. Let me let you know. Déjeme dejarle saber. He's a butcher. Él es un carnicero. So he works with meat and all of these things. Trabaja con carne y todo esto. Two gunmen came into his shop to steal from him. Dos hombres vinieron a su donde estaba él, hermanos, a su tienda para robarle. They pointed him with a gunpoint. Le apuntaron a él con las armas. When they fired the first one, cuando tiraron la primera, the gun got jammed. La pistola se le trabancó and the bullet never went out. Y no salió, hermanos, la bala. So here's what happens. Eso es lo que pasa. He fixes it. La arregla. And he goes again. Y una vez más le dispara. And he fires. Y cuando dispara, the preacher, el predicador, says, don't you know I'm a child of God? Le dice, ¿no sabes que soy hijo de Dios? The bullet went out. La bala salió. And it hit him right here. Y le pegó aquí mismo. But the next picture you'll see, la próxima foto que puedes ver, the bullet was bent and never entered into his body. La bala se dobló y nunca entró a su cuerpo. Hallelujah. We just saw his daughter back in Miami not too long ago. Back in Florida not too long ago. Like about 2 weeks ago. I'm telling you, the God that I serve is a God that will bend a bullet if that's what he wishes to do. The God that I serve protects you and I. I want you to know that the officers that were there, los oficiales que estaban ahí, hermanos, hallelujah, they were shocked, estaban asombrados. We've never seen that. Nunca hemos visto eso. How could it be possible? ¿Cómo puede ser posible? Is that the God that we serve, es que el Dios que servimos, is the God that could do everything, es el Dios que puede hacerlo todo. I'm telling you, that pastor was not distracted at that moment. Ese pastor no estaba distraído. Hallelujah, en ese momento. It's time that we wake up. Es tiempo que despertemos. It's time that we take authority and dominion. Es tiempo que tomemos autoridad y dominio. ¿Cuántos dan un gloria a Dios? Hallelujah. Go to the next one. This is the last picture I'll show. Es la última foto que voy a enseñar. This lady here, esa señora que está aquí in the city of Miami, la ciudad de Miami. These are the words that she told me. Esas son las palabras que ella me dijo. Pastor, you don't know who I am. Pastor, usted no sabe quién soy. She says, I am the witch doctor in charge of cursing you and the growth of the church. Yo soy la bruja, la, que está aquí para en esta ciudad. She says, I was commissioned by Satan. Ella dijo, fui comisionada por Satanás to curse the church, para maldecir a la iglesia. You know what her mistake was? ¿Sabe cuál fue su error? To move right next to an apostolic lady from our church, de mudarse al lado de una hermana apostólica de nuestra iglesia. And she taught her a Bible study y le dio un estudio bíblico. I don't care who you are. No importa quién eres, whether you are a doctor, whether you are a witch doctor, si seas que eres un doctor o seas que sea una bruja, or whether you're homeless, o sea que tengas, estés desamparados, or whether you have a mansion, o tengas una mansión. Everyone needs to hear about Jesus. Cada persona tiene que escuchar acerca de Jesús. Would you stand on your feet and praise the name of the Lord God? Alaba al Señor mientras te colocas de pies. She received the Holy Ghost. She was baptized in Jesus' name. Recibió el Espíritu Santo. Hermanos, fue llena del Espíritu Santo. Y también fue bautizada en aguas. Those are the effects of a slight distraction. Son los efectos de una sencilla distracción. That octopus, ese pulpo, it looks good in the eye. Parece que se vea bueno en los ojos. What is it going to do to me? I'm so large. Soy tan grande. It's just so small. 20 centimeter, 20 centimeters. Pero en el momento que paso a tener contacto con él, that's the moment that I am in trouble. Ese es el momento que paso a tener problema. So I want to call to this altar. Quiero llamar a este altar. Every single person, cada persona, that understands that God has called you as a lifeguard, que te ha llamado el Señor como un salvavidas. Every one of you, cada uno de ustedes, I want you to come to this altar. Quiero que vengas a este altar. If you don't understand, si no entiendes, that is every one of us. Es cada uno de nosotros, because we are all called, porque somos llamado to reach the lost, alcanzar al perdido. We could not make it to heaven and say, Lord, I didn't win anybody for you. No podemos llegar al cielo y decir, Señor, no ganamos a nadie para ti. No. Then we didn't do our job. No hicimos nuestros trabajos. It doesn't matter how kind, how nice we are. No importa qué tan buenos seamos. If we are not watching, si no estamos velando. If we have distraction over us, si tenemos distracción en medio nuestro. The effects of a slight distraction ends up in a lost soul. Los efectos de una distracción pequeña terminan en alguien que muere. So let us lift up our voice. Levantemos nuestra voz en este momento. And begin to cry out with a voice of triumph. Y empecemos a clamar and say, Lord, I'm testing myself right now. Me estoy examinando. I'm examining myself. Me estoy examinando. Lord, search me. Is there anything that is bothering you? ¿Será que hay algo que te molesta? Is there anything that is hindering the revival? ¿Será que hay algo que está afectando el avivamiento? Please remove it from me, God. Remuévelo de mí, oh Señor. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, would you use your mouth? Hallelujah. Would you use your voice as an instrument right now? Como instrumento ahora mismo. Would you lift up your voice? Levanta tu voz en este momento. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the nombre de Jesús. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Now I want you to use your mouth. I want you to use your voice. Hallelujah. Amen, every one of us. Let's use our voice as our instrument right now. Vamos a usar nuestra voz como instrumento ahora mismo. And I want everybody here, quiero que cada uno de nosotros would understand, entendamos that the Lord is speaking to us, que el Señor nos está hablando a nosotros in this very own moment, en este momento. Would you please, hallelujah, get in contact with the Lord. Estemos en contacto con el Señor. Close your eyes if you can. Cierre sus ojos. ojos si puede. Let's focus on Jesus at this moment. Vamos a enfocarnos en Jesús en este momento. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. En el nombre de Jesús. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak out in faith. Habla en fe. Speak out in faith. Habla en fe. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kayato yayolo bokoro shayalalabaka. In the name of the Lord God Almighty. In the name of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He is holy. Él es santo. He is worthy. Él es santo. Hallelujah. Él es digno. Hallelujah. Él es digno. Él es digno. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and just speak unto the Lord. Habla ante el Señor. Take this time. Toma este tiempo. Speak unto your God. Habla con tu Dios. Let the Holy Ghost move right now. Deja que se mueva el Espíritu Santo en este momento. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús, go ahead and speak. Speak unto the Lord. Habla al Señor. Hallelujah. Speak to your God. Habla con tu Dios. This is a time, amen, that cannot be wasted. Es un tiempo que no puede ser perdido, because a slight distraction could take our salvation. Porque una distracción pequeña puede quitar nuestra salvación. You are, hallelujah, an overcomer. Eres un vencedor. Hallelujah. God has placed you here for such time as this. Dios te ha traído por un tiempo como este. He has placed you. Él te ha traído. Understand the value in you. Entiende el valor que hay en ti. Understand what he has trusted you to do. Entiende lo que él te ha traído a hacer. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you lift your voice one more time and praise? Alábale a él que es digno de gloria. If there's any infirmities, si hay alguna enfermedad, hallelujah, amongst you right now, en este, entre ustedes ahora mismo. If you feel pain in your body, si sientes dolor en tu cuerpo, by the authority of the word of God and the power in the name of Jesus, I declare the healing upon your body right now. Declaro la sanidad en tu cuerpo ahora mismo. In Jesus' mighty name, en el nombre de Jesús, would you focus on him? Enfócate en él en el nombre de Jesús.
Praise God. Church, God is speaking to us tonight. I want to speak. He spoke as an evangelist. I want to speak as a pastor. We've had one distraction after another for a very long time. And brother came here tonight. His message couldn't have been any more fitting for this congregation. I know myself, the last 7 weeks, I didn't mean it to get so quiet in here, but I've just been distracted. We've had all kinds of issues. We have all kinds of health issues going on with brothers, sisters in the church. We can push through this. We are going to push through this. And as our worship team begins to sing, Sister Cecily leads us into worship. I know it's 20 after. If you have to go, I understand. But I believe that starting right here, right now, some of you have been distracted with school, with your education. Nothing wrong with an education. But don't forget God in the process. Some of you have been distracted by marriage. You get married and you get distracted. You're distracted by a loss of a job. You're distracted by health issues. Let's push through tonight. I don't want my neighbor to die because I'm distracted.
I don't want someone to come into this church that needs Jesus. And because I'm so distracted, I miss out on the opportunity. So let's just lift our hands and say, Lord, this message was for me. It's for us collectively as a church. God, I pray, Lord. God, you're still moving, God. You're still proving. You are a great God. And I pray, Lord, for this church. I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters here tonight. I pray for everyone here from oldest to youngest, God. I ask you, Lord God, that your hand would be upon us, Lord. That you would free us up from the distractions, Lord, that so easily beset us, Lord. God, if it's our job that's distracting us, Lord, I pray, God, that you help us to reprioritize our life, God. If it's relationship that's distracting us, God, I pray, God, you help us to reprioritize. It's not wrong, God, just our priorities get out of check, out of balance, Lord. I ask you, Lord God, that your hand would be upon us, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to push through into the vision and to what you have called us to do, Lord, to win the lost in this city, in this county, Lord Jesus.